I went to Catholic school.
Motion adjourned.
Well, you did well.
Guys, ready to get started?
Can I see the screen?
We got enough here to get started, so. Keep it up, Janet.
I went there too.
Okay.
I hung around outside in the playground.
In attendance, we got Councilman Smalley, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Co-Chair Tackett, Councilman Street, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Cartier, and Councilwoman Diller, and my aide, Chrissy Roberts, and myself, Joe Retta. We have a couple people that are still landing, I think, or I don't know. They're on a boat, maybe, but they're not here. It would be the Council President and his aide, Councilman Powers, and County Exec. What's the pleasure on the minutes?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have one item on the agenda here. It's ordinance number 15-022. It's Councilman Weiner, would you like to take over?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The application 15-022 is for a parcel of land on the Brandywine Town Center Ring Road, which is known as Brandywine Parkway. The building site is the former location of the State of Delaware Police Troop Sub-Headquarters, which closed down because of budgetary constraints. Thereafter, it was and has been used consistently by Acadia Realty, which is the owner of Brandywine Town Center and other real estate holdings throughout the country. It's a REIT. And unbeknownst to them, the parcel was not appropriately permitted use. It was not done with any vengeance or ill motive. It just was pointed out to them that they needed to seek some deed restriction changes. The Land Use Department graciously went out on a limb and said that they would be the beneficiary third party for enforcement of that deed restriction modification. I suggested instead that since CCOBH is already on all the deed restrictions for the Brandywine Town Center, going back to when I was zoning chairman of CCOBH and Bill Cloutier was the president of CCOBH, it seemed to me to make sense for CCOBH rather than county government to be the party of enforcement, and also Brandywine Hunt, which is a surrounding community that has fine folks. One of my constituents, Mr. Sean Tucker over here, is one of the residents as well, and I suggested that Mr. Tucker agreed and advised the board that he agreed as well. Hoosh Shikani, who's the president of the board, told me that they had changed their mind and would agree to go on with deed restrictions. So I'm pleased to say that CCOBH and Brandywine Hunt will be on the deed restrictions. Mal Bonzak is the attorney for Acadia Realty, does a nice job. The community likes working with him over the years, and I don't think he's here.
I'm Michael Hoffman. I work with Mel Monzek.
Okay, before you go any further, I'd just like to add Councilman Bell's with us and Councilman Hollins. Okay.
And with that, Mr. Chair, I finished my comments.
Yeah, I looked at this on the email when it came online, the drawing. I looked at it, and I think it's a good idea. And I also agree with you that the county shouldn't be involved in the deed restrictions because I had a project in my district where they wanted the county involved. And before that, it was just the development area around it, and that was it. And I think we went back to that, and that's it. It was a Limestone Medical Center. And we went back to that, and I think it's the best way to do it. We keep the people involved and keep us out of court.
Yes.
So is there any questions from council? Councilman Cartier.
So this is adjacent to the shopping center, which is called what?
Brandywine Town Center.
Brandywine Town Center. Thank you.
It backs up to Brandywine.
And that is also zoned CR.
I'm not sure. Why don't we ask the attorney? to come forward and make some comments, fill in the gaps.
Okay.
Please have a seat and identify yourself.
Sure. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael Hochman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. I work with Mel Monzak that Councilman Weiner referred to earlier. It's Monzak, Mirsky, McLaughlin, and Browder. We're the attorneys for the Acadia, the applicant here for the rezoning process. I'm here today with John Dowling, representative from Acadia, as well as Steve Johnson from Vandermark and Lynch, who was head of the engineering and done a yeoman's effort in preparing plans for this project. He is prepared to answer technical questions from anybody here this afternoon, but I do believe that the Brandywine Town Center in regard to the previous question is zone CR as well. If anybody has any direct questions for me, I'm happy to answer them. If not, I'll turn it over to Steve Johnson.
Councilor Cartier.
I'll defer to Councilor Weiner.
I'll defer to the
defer. Go ahead.
I'm going to defer to adjourn. We don't get
it's a proposed rezoning that's consistent with the existing Brandywine Town Center commercial legally zoning, which is good. So the only question I would have is, are the signatories to the deed restrictions aware that this could become essentially a commercial retail operation at some point, or is there is that restricted against that in the deed restrictions?
I can address that point if you'd like. The first is that this declaration of restrictions that we're seeking to have submitted as part of this process specifically states that the declarant covenants that the property will only be used for purposes of management offices for the owner of the Brandywine Town Center, and also as a community meeting space available for public use. There's a community room within the building which is heavily used. I believe Councilman Weiner has used the room before too, and that would remain as such, and that's why we're seeking this. There's also going to be a, as part of the declaration of restrictions, the signatories of the Brandywine Hunt Civic Association, which is the homeowners association that's part of the Brandywine Hunt, and the president of that organization, Sichani, has signed the declaration of restrictions, committing to, and I believe there's no opposition from that development to this rezoning change. And also, we've spoken with Councilman Weiner and also the CCOBH, the Council of Civic Organizations of Brandywine 100, and Mr. Robert Vallejura, who has also become a party to this declaration of restrictions. We anticipate that will be signed by that organization as well.
Thank you. There was also a concern about pedestrian safe crossing across the road by Brandywine Town Center, some sort of striping or some way to delineate pedestrian access. Is that going to be addressed?
Well, we talked about that earlier with Mr. Tucker, who I also believe is a resident of the development, and
yes.
And the with Acadia and Steve Johns, and I think we are able to stripe that crossing area that was referenced by Councilman Weiner.
Great. Will there be some sort of signage too, noting pedestrian crossing?
We have not had that specific conversation, but if it is a reasonable accommodation to put in the signs along with the striping, I think Acadia intends and is committed to being a good neighbor.
Great, yeah, because just the striping, the paint on the ground won't necessarily get people's attention. Some sort of pedestrian crossing in both directions would be helpful.
They need to rent it and drag it out.
Also wanted to note that because the community was on the deed restrictions, the community allowed me to renegotiate the deed restrictions previously to transfer the maintenance and major upkeep for the Brandywine Town Center Community Center from Newcastle County to Acadia. That was very kind of you, and of course we appreciate the opportunity to change the GLA, which was from the 1980s, permit you to use the area underneath the big dome now for the furniture store, Bob's Furniture, and also to permit the underutilized or unutilized parking area to permit an LA Fitness and to move the buses to Shipley Road. All that was part of the previous round of deed restrictions, and also to add a playground on the Shipley Mammoth Road side, which has not only benefited the community, but also the businesses, because now children, grandchildren, and grandparents nest on that side, and then they use the businesses like the Red Robin and the ice cream shop. So that all really made a lot of sense. There was a request for an additional pathway in your next fiscal year from the pathway around the lake to get up to the park. And I don't know if that's been built yet, but I know it's been promised that that little connector McAdam will be placed in the next fiscal year. I just wanted to get an acknowledgement of that again.
Well, starting off, I know earlier today there was some communication back and forth between Mel Monzak of my office and Councilman Weiner regarding the repairs to the roof of the community center. And yes. Acadia has maintained the roof. There's some caulking that needs to be done there, redone there. And Acadia, again, being a good neighbor, is going to make sure that that caulking is taken care of.
I was at a community meeting, and the roof's literally falling in or draining on us at the community meeting, if you like.
Cork County Code. Send code up there.
Rather than going through county code, I just wanted to go directly to...
Send code up there. You got too much other work to do. Send code up there.
But there's and maybe your manager would know a little bit better, has that sidewalk connector been placed in the next fiscal year's budget to connect the playground to the ring road around the lake? I'd like to direct this question to...
I know that answer right now. I'd be happy to look into it and get back to you. Okay. and the county.
Great. And that'll complete the sidewalk network. Right now, kids have to walk up a muddy hill to get from that pathway in inclement weather. So you're only looking at like 30 yards of McAdam. You may have to do a switchback because of the degree of slope.
Understood. I'm happy to go back and look at that issue and get back to you and the council on that.
I just want to say you've been good neighbors and it's been good give and take.
Thank you. The reciprocal is true as well. Thank you.
Is there anything about a yellow brick road?
I can't make it yellow, Councilor. That's important. It's going to be regular mechanics.
It'll look like a yellow brick road.
Any other questions?
I hope you don't need any other changes up there.
Co-chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this directed to the gentleman down the end?
Mr. Hoffman.
Or just a general?
Potentially.
The general.
I'll do my best.
Somebody gets some of that caulk, but we'll talk about that after the meeting. I appreciate everything that's went into it. It sounds like you've been through a pretty elaborate process to get to where you are today on this. I think I heard you say something that maybe CCM Beach has not signed on yet, but you hope to get them?
Well, if I may have misspoken, CCOBH, at Councilman Weiner's suggestion, uh-huh. was included as a signatory to the Declaration of Restrictions.
Yeah.
My understanding is that CCOBH will support this Declaration of Restrictions, but we haven't received their physical signature yet.
Yes, I had, if I may, I had suggested that it would be good practice to have the signed document before it came before council for approval.
Yeah.
I thought that I'd seen the document electronically.
Per your suggestion, provide that to CCOBH and Brandywine Hunt, Sachani Hoosh, who's the president of the Homeowners Association of Brandywine Hunt, received his signature back, received Acadia's signature back, but we have not yet received it back from Mr. Valahura, although I understand that we should receive it.
Yes. Could you look into that before this evening? I don't want to hold up the project, but I just feel uncomfortable keeping this on the agenda until unless we have Mr. Valvoli's signature.
I'd be happy to follow up when we adjourn today.
And Newcastle County's privy to the deed restrictions also?
Hmm.
No.
No. Not.
No. No, I had to step out. I have to check.
Yeah, no, we're done with it.
Okay. Good. Sorry.
Councilman Hollins?
I guess I just have a question about CCOBH and their role. If you have the signatures from Brandywine Hunt, the neighbors who are there, CCOBH covers the entire Brandywine Hundred. So I think if we're setting a precedent here, if the community decides, well, they're okay with the plan, and we're going to hold it up until CCOBH gives its approval, you know, it concerns me just how much authority are we giving to an umbrella association as opposed to the people who live in the neighborhood. That's just a concern.
Mm-hmm.
I echo that concern.
If it pleases council, I take Mr. Hockman, a man of good character and a member of the bar, that if he's going to get Mr. Valvoli's signature on it, I don't want to stand in the way of getting this project approved for Acadia Realty. And I know Mr. Valahora, having spoken with him, said that he will be signing for CCOBH, maybe he's waiting for another board member, board meeting. So having said that, I'll proceed forward with it. But maybe you could speak with Mr. Valahora to the extent you're able, so we can expedite that.
I will, Councilman. Thank you. Thank you for the commitment.
Sure. Thank you.
Any other questions from council? Anything from the public? Councilman Cartier?
I guess I just would like to bring to attention, was in the newspaper that the...
Is this under other?
Yeah.
Is this?
It's a different subject.
Yeah, we didn't go under other yet.
All right, well...
I just went to the public on this.
My mistake.
All right, nothing from the public. Okay. We'll go to other. Go ahead.
Thank you. It hit the press, it's no secret, the post-war DuPont, formerly DuPont titanium dioxide plant on Delaware River that is in my district and probably a resident of Collins District, which comprised 115 acres along the Delaware River, owned now by the Chemours entity, is going to closure in September. And I just want to, you know, go on the record as saying that most of the people that are working there are going to end up getting severance and are going to be unemployed. This is another plant where you had a middle class, unionized workforce that is now, you know, going to be put out into unemployment. It's just another sad chapter in the continuing destruction of, you know, the industrial middle class, working class of this county. I'm extremely upset about this. I've endured the closure of Sunoco, Everest Steel Mill, now Edgemore. So it's kind of like we're way away from the official end of the recession, but the continued toll on the public that I represent and Councilman Holland represents continues, and the threat of economic uncertainty will certainly be felt by hundreds of families in the area. I am planning on, and working with Councilman Holland, on having a town hall meeting to get answers out of Chemours about the decommissioning process of this plant, which use extremely hazardous materials, one of the component parts being liquid chlorine in the making of titanium dioxide. And I think there are a lot of questions about the environmental issues on the site. And as I said, it comprises 115 acres. But it's going to be a challenge. I don't foresee, you know, any users stepping forward, new users or purchasers, any in the near term regarding that site. And I just have a lot of questions and concerns, and I'm going to get the answers from the Chemours entity about their intentions for the future. And collateral to that, There is also in the city of Wilmington, a 22-acre site along the Delaware River where they store the waste material from the processing of the titanium dioxide. It's an iron oxide material, but its chemical constituents are extremely hazardous, and Denerec, in their wisdom, allowed them to pile thousands of tons of this material and put a tarp over it and cover it with dirt. So that's sitting there in the city of Wilmington along the river. It's in a 22-acre site. So we got quite a legacy, environmental legacy from this operation. And, you know, got a lot of questions about the future of it and what can be done. And I just don't want to see the public, you know, saddled with a situation like Medichem down in Delaware City, which you all know, you know, Denerec is in there cleaning that mess up there. So I have a lot of questions, concerns, and it could come at a worse time for a lot of people. I'm extremely disappointed. And, you know, this is a mainstay operation, employed thousands of people over the years, and built communities, allowed people to have, you know, a good standard of living, and there was corporate giving that came out of that plant that was helpful to local institutions, nonprofits. So that's all going to go away. So just wanted to let you know we're going to do that town hall meeting.
Thank you. Councilman Holland?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I plan to join Councilman Cartier. Chamorro's spoke to me as well. I'm not certain if they spoke to all of council. But I expressed a concern, obviously, losing that many jobs here, but also having a vacant site with the potential of it being hazardous if it's not properly sealed. In addition to that, I think everybody knows that there is also the headquarters of Chamorro's downtown Wilmington, which is in my district. And the likelihood of them staying in Wilmington or going to Pennsylvania is one that they're definitely having some serious discussions about. The administration has been speaking with Chamorro's. At this point, we could potentially lose a future of 1,000 jobs. These people live all over Newcastle County in particular, but that's a lot to lose a headquarters from downtown Wilmington. The headquarters of any corporation also brings in other business visitors from all over. And so I think that don't be surprised if we're not asked as a county government to participate in some type of incentive to try to retain those jobs here in the city of Wilmington for the residents who live all over Newcastle County. Could be close to 1,000 jobs. So what's going on now, what I find is that more and more governments are being very competitive. We know that some families here want to move across the border into Pennsylvania because some people perceive they've been a better school district. So if the headquarters go
don't
there,
give me story.
What we're going to lose is immeasurable, I believe. So, and just briefly, since we adopted the Delaware Board of Trade, I've probably had more contact with the business community around here in the last couple of weeks since we adopted that. And there's a lot of excitement around that, a lot of interest around that. We have met with the Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce, the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce, a delegation from Senator Carper's office, as well as bank presidents. There's just a lot of excitement around this, if this can go. And some of it is beyond what I had expected. But what it all says to me is that there is quite a bit of opportunity right here in Newcastle County. But I think that we're going to have to change the way we think going forward in order to take advantage of the opportunity, because it's not going to be the same type of opportunities that we've seen in the past. We see what's going on with manufacturing. But there's just a lot of activity going on here in Newcastle County. And quite frankly, a lot of these small businesses that are in the incubator at the Newcastle County Chamber, they're going to where they can find investment, they can find support, and it's like a fisherman. They're going to where the biting is. And if we don't change the way we approach economic development, I think we're going to miss out on a lot. And it simply means that we're going to have to become participants. I mean, these corporations are going to come to us asking us, how do we support them to provide job opportunities? And a lot of these job opportunities are going to be some of the smaller businesses here in Newcastle County that potentially can grow to actually hire 200 people. But that's the reality of the future as I see it, and I think it's been a wealth of knowledge for me over the last few weeks since we adopted the Delaware Board of Trade. And as I said at a meeting yesterday with some of the bankers, that you know, it would be very important to have other members of council engaged in some of those meetings, because I think I learned a lot. I think most council members will learn a lot about some of these opportunities, and I think it would help us to better think about other ways to provide for economic development here in Newcastle County.
You know, with that, you have, excuse me, Mr. Councilman, you have Chambers Works is going to be closing down. And there's a few people from Delaware that work over there. And they want to put a port there. And one of the persons who's assemblyman over there is going to run for governor. That's his main thing, to put a port over there, right there, Chambers Works, because they're closing down also. And it's going to be completely gone. It's not going to be half air and all that. It's gone. And Councilman Cartier talked about titanium dioxide. Well, Councilman Smalley and I, we share a place in Newport that has titanium dioxide buried into the ground, along with latex. And the water that ran alongside there, I worked there, and I used to see it turn red, blue, all different colors. And there's no cap on it, there's nothing on it. It's still leaching out, going into the water. There was a lot of it buried there. They just got a backhoe, dug a hole, and buried it. And that was our illustrious DuPonts. And now it's BSF, I think, now in Georgia. That's who has it now. But they have all the residual effects of it, and they've cleaned the place up. So we're going to have a problem over there at Chambers Works. We got a problem in Newport, and you got one up in Claymont. So there's a lot of problems that are going to, you know, it flows downhill, don't you? And that's what we're getting. Councilman?
Well, he opened the door, and I was going to do this tonight anyway, but since he opened the door and in his land use, the point he made, I agree with everything that's been said, but the point he made about folks leaving because of school district is true. As a matter of fact, I had a neighbor who did exactly that. And if we can't continue down this path. Folks who want to come to the city of Wilmington in particular, first thing you got to look at is whether there's a charter school, whether you're going to spend your money for private school. And my point being, I've sat on this council all this time and ran my little education agenda as a side issue and acting like the county doesn't have any responsibility for it. Yes, we do. Because the genesis of the segregation in schools is segregation in housing. And until we start doing some things differently as it relates to housing development, then we're going to, as long as we have segregated housing, we're going to have segregated schools. So they are linked, they are directly connected, and going forward, I'm going to be looking at some initiatives and some legislation to try to change that pattern, because they are of equal importance. They're directly related, part and parcel to each other. The other is, the environmental situation is something I think we need to hope for the best but prepare for the worst, and look at what needs to be done to impose sanctions, penalties, work with DENREC to see to it that folks don't just walk away, leave the city, leave the state in a toxic condition and walk away unscathed. And finally, we've lost all these companies, entities. We need to have a serious economic development plan that we're actively working on in creating incentives and doing all we can as a government to encourage business and economic growth in this county. And I don't see that plan in place right now. I see it day by day. I see it company by company, and folks coming to us. We're not being creative. We're not being proactive in terms of having our own economic development plan as a government, and I think that's something that should have our undivided attention and the administration's undivided attention.
Thank you. Anything else? Councilman Bell?
Mr. Chairman, well said by everyone as far as the closures and the impact that it has, and it has an impact, as Councilman Holland said, on the entire county as far as employees and supporting businesses. All you have to do is look back to the refinery when it was closed down and the impact it had on a whole region for support, logistical support for everything all the way down to the small business of a southern pizza shop. But, you know, when we see articles, we start talking about ports and economic development, sometimes folks want to shy away from it. But the fact is, there's going to be new and expanded ports along that Delaware River. And it's going to be whether it's in Delaware, and it benefits the citizens of the city of Wilmington and the county and the state of Delaware, or whether it's going to benefit New Jersey.
Sure.
And so the thing is that for all the obstacles that are there, New Jersey will run into the same obstacles along the Delaware River at the deep water point there,
mm-hmm.
okay, as far as dredging and everything else has to be done. But these other states and areas are aggressively pursuing what's being talked about south of the bridge. And the other thing is that, you know, we look back just this most recent comprehensive plan where we're attempting to designate and make areas, not only designated, but shovel ready for small business, for manufacturing, for commercial, and a combination of business and residential. We have definitely got to get serious with this. And, you know, we're the economics of our own county are being affected by these closures. The environment is a whole nother factor that we're going to have to consider, and we should get answers up front. But as Councilman Holland said, it just doesn't affect up at Edgemore or along the river. It affects offices and people's jobs in the city of Wilmington, and it affects supporting jobs and everything. So economic development has to move. I think we talk about land use, we talk about plan after plan of different things, but I think our focus really has to begin more of a vision of the future as to how we're going to deal with economic development for businesses here. So I don't think there's anything that's off the table with folks looking outside the state, outside the country, whatever, to take a look at business initiatives and business opportunities to bring folks here to Delaware. But we've got to get serious about it as a county.
I agree with you. Anything else under other? Anything from the public? Public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's it.
We just got out.